Being that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is almost upon us, I'd like to present chapter 70 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which addresses the topic of Rosh Chodesh Nisan in a very interesting way. Rabbeinu Zal begins in this chapter by discussing the concept of gravity, and he says, we know that everything is on the ground, as we see. Everything grows from the ground. All rest on the ground. They're all attached to the ground naturally, and it's impossible to lift them off the ground and to move them away from the ground without exerting force. That energy that pulls things away from the ground is called koyach hamachriach. The word machriach means to force something, and according to how much energy and force is being used, that's what'll determine how far away from the earth the item moves. We're using the word earth now as synonymous with ground. And then when that force stops, then the object naturally falls back to the ground. For example, if a person takes a ball and throws it in an upward direction, according to how much energy they put into throwing it, that's what will decide how high away from the ground that ball will fly. And when that energy is used up, when that koyach hamachriach is finished, then the ball starts naturally being pulled back to the ground, because the earth has a koyach hamoshech. This gravitational pull is called koyach hamoshech. Lemshoch means to draw something to yourself. And the earth draws everything to itself. Otherwise, things would fall off the earth. And now Rabbeinu Zal points out, for example, in the case that we mentioned about a ball being thrown up to the air, as it gets closer to the earth, it picks up speed. It goes quicker and quicker. This is within the physical realm. Now Rabbeinu Zal tells us that on a spiritual level, the tzaddik is compared to earth, this ground in a sense. The Pasuk tells us in Mishlei chapter 10 that the tzaddik is called Yesoid Oilam, the foundation of the world. The word Yesoid means foundation, and the word Yesoid is also used to mean basic element, the Arba Yesoidos, the four basic elements from which the world was created: earth, fire, water, and air. Ofor is called a Yesoid Oilam, one of the basic elements of the world, and the tzaddik is called Yesoid Oilam. Just like everything stands on the earth, so too on a spiritual level, everything rests on the tzaddik. And he is the one who has this ability to draw everything and everyone naturally to himself. And Rabbeinu Zal here says, Kizeh ha-tzadik hu rak yochid bo'olam, shehu yesoid olam, shekol hadvorim nimshochem imenu. In this context, we're referring specifically to the greatest tzadik of all tzadikim. Everything draws from him. Vafilu kol ha-tzadikim heim rak anofim imenu, kol echod lefi b'chinosoi. And the other tzadikim are all branches drawing from the trunk of the tree, which is this tzaddik. There are branches that are main branches, from which come forth other smaller branches, and this represents the different levels of closeness to the tzaddik. This tzaddik is especially humble, as the Torah tells us. Avraham Avinu, when he spoke to Hashem, he said, Va'onoichi ofor vo'efer, I am dust and ashes. And that's part of what makes him the Yesoid Olam, this foundation, this basic element of the world, like ofor, whereby everything rests upon him. And this is also why towards the end of Shmon Esrei, when we pray the Amidah, after we finish all the blessings and we say the paragraph Elokai Netzor, one of the main prayers that we say there is Venafshi Keofor Lakoil Tihir. Rabbeinu Zal says what we're actually praying for there is that I should be privileged to have this Koyach HaMoshech. Let me have this drawing power, this magnetic pull, to be able to draw everything to myself, just like the earth draws everything to it. Now this tzaddik also draws all hashpois to the world. He is the one from whom all shefa, all sustenance that comes to the world in every form comes from him. As the Pasuk says in Eov chapter 28, the afrois zohov, gold dust. We see that zohov, gold, which represents money, wealth, comes from ofor, earth, which is a nickname for the tzaddik. Because again, the tzaddik is the one who humbles himself. The tzaddik is yesoid olam, just like ofor is yesoid olam. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal points out out that if a person is privileged to give tzedakah, to give charity to this tzaddik, the highest level tzaddik in the world, that person is blessed immediately. Because this can be compared to a person planting something in earth that's very fertile. When the Torah discusses charity, it uses the term planting. The pasuk says in Hosea chapter 10, Zaru lachem litzedakah v'kitzru lefi chesed. Plant for yourselves charity. And it would only be natural that all people should be drawn to this tzaddik who has this koyach ha-moshech. However, there is the koyach ha-machriach that blocks this and causes people to be distant from this tzaddik. However, when this koyach ha-machriach finishes, then everything naturally returns and is drawn and becomes close to the tzaddik who is compared to this offer. Now Rabbi Nizal goes on to tell us that this is also the concept of the Mishkan. We know that when the Jews left Egypt, their goal was to get to the land of Israel, to get to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Koyach HaMoshech of the entire world. Just like the Tzaddik is called Koyach HaMoshech, the Tzaddik is compared to Ofor. We know that the place on earth of the holiest Ofor is Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. And this is why the Torah tells us that when Jews all over the world pray, V'hispalalu eilecho derech hartzon, all of us face the land of Israel. We face Yerushalayim, we face the Beis HaMikdash. Spiritually, that's where we're being drawn to. And we know, Rabbi Nizal tells us, that all honor comes from the tzaddik. And anyone in the world who has any greatness or who has to receive any greatness has to get it from its source, which is the tzaddik who possesses this utmost humbleness. And so too, whenever this leadership is renewed, all of this takes place through the tzaddik. This is why the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is called Rosh Hashanah Lemalachim. That's what begins the new year for kings. And this is why the Mishkan was put up specifically Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because the word Rosh Chodesh, Rosh means leader, Chodesh means Chadash, new leadership. Because this is how leadership is renewed. From the Mishkan, from the Tzaddik who puts up the Mishkan, which is tied in specifically to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Lemalachim. The Gemara tells us that B'Nisan Nigalu U'B'Nisan Asidan Ligoyel, the Jews were taken out of Egypt in the month of Nisan, and Nisan is destined to be the month of the permanent redemption, and especially Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the kingdom is re-established, Rosh Hashanah Lemalachim, we should see the true kingdom of the Jewish people, the true king Moshiach ben David take his rightful position, and the authority of Hashem be established permanently with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdosh, v'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.